Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, your 2011 Lone Star Mustang.
Tommy the Chaser! Tommy the Chaser! Tommy the Chaser!
We ready! We ready! We ready! We ready! We ready! We ready! We ready!
Out there! What y'all came to do? What y'all came to do? What y'all came to do?
Defense!
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. Man, that was Juice Martin, number 73, offensive line tackle. Say, we don't kiss rings. What up, Juice? I feel you on that. We do not kiss rings. The Lone Star Mustangs. Well, let's get you caught up with what went on with last week's game. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you on this show. As you well know, this is the show preceding the Dallas Diamonds Lone Star Mustang game, which will be taking place at Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas, at 7 p.m. on April 30th. Now, on last week, as you may recall, the Mustangs beat the Austin Outlaws. Well, week before, we just came out of the Easter holiday on yesterday, so hope you all had a great Easter and enjoyed time with your family. But the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Austin Outlaws 33-3 on a week or so ago. The Lone Star Mustangs took down the Austin Outlaws for the second time this season to start the season 2-0. The Outlaws and Mustangs have played each other seven times in the past 3 years, and the record is 5-2, the Lone Star Mustangs. The Mustangs defense, led by number 4, Jennifer Hull. Jennifer Hull was rocking that game. Constantly heard Mike Norgard call her name. That's the Lone Star Mustangs announcer. And we have an interview coming up later in the show with him. The Lone Star Mustangs number 4, Jennifer Hull, gathered in 5 turnovers and blocked a punt, keeping the Outlaws on their heels for most of the game. Now, Jennifer Hull had 17 tackles, 4 of which were for a loss, and tacked on 1 interception. Number 82, Daniela Atiano, was the second leading tackler with 10, and number 90, Alex Harvey, one of the top 5 defensive line players in the league and also last year MVP. Number 90, Alex Harvey, showed once again why she was the league's defensive MVP in 2010 with 9 tackles, 6 tackles for losses, and as a team, the defense had 2 great goal line stances after giving the Outlaws a lot of yards and penalties. Now, Coach Mike has stipulated that penalties will not be tolerated. As a coach, he just finds that totally unacceptable, you know. And I know Coach Mike is all on top of that. Now, although they were disappointed to allow a field goal, that's how they got the 3, in an interview we're having with PushGapRadio.com's sports guru, J-Mac, later in the show, J-Mac felt, ladies, that you got a tad bit tired out there, you know. So, hey, tell J-Mac to suit up and to run out there. Also, Jennifer Hull, somehow, some way, we lost your interview, ma'am, and we will be interviewing you again. I myself blame it on J-Mac. Okay, the Austin Outlaws scored a field goal. Again, the game was 33-3, and it came after holding Austin off with a first and goal inside the 5-yard line. Now, the Mustangs offense had a much better showing than the first game. Quarterback number 8, Brittany Bushman, shout out to you there, Michael Vick, was 10 for 17 with 175 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Now, Bushman tacked on another 75 yards and 1 touchdown on the ground and kept the defense guessing. Now, remember, she's going up against a rookie quarterback this week over there with the Dallas Diamonds. Combined, the Mustangs rushed for 229 yards, led by number 5, Brittany Satterwhite, with 11 carries for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Mustangs offense spread both the carries and the receptions around to 10 different players. Offensive coordinator Reggie Harvey stated that we have multiple weapons on the ground and through the air, and we try to use them all. On the other side of the break, we'll get you caught up with the rest of the goings-ons with the Lone Star Mustangs. And a little insight into how the Dallas Diamonds got here. They played in another league. We've had the unification of women's football. The most successful franchises in women's football have come together for one collective platform. Now, in the preceding decade, women's football has been segmented into multiple leagues, fragmenting the highest talent pool and separating the resources required to move the sport forward. This 2011 unification and landmark growth structure echoes that of the Women's Basketball League, the WNBA, and the women's tennis. So this is the same business model that they're moving forward into. I'm telling you, women's tackle football is exploding, okay? New decade. 60s weren't like the 70s. The 70s weren't like the 80s. The 90s were nothing like the 80s. 2000 through 2010, and now we're into the teens, you know? And it's exploding. So for those of you who are listening in who know absolutely nothing about women's football, because I was in your same situation a few short months ago, you know. So, yeah. They're following the same business model as the women's basketball and women's tennis. And in addition to delivering fans the most competitive matchup seen to date, this is an imperative threshold to creating a sustainable and blossoming future for the sport. So, you want more information on women's football, you can go to womenstacklegroup.ning.com. You can log on to wfafootball.com. Also, we're having an interview with Mr. Emery Hunt from footballgameplan.com. You can check him out. And the number one place for all your information on women's football, www.lonestarmustangs.com. And also, Lone Star Mustangs, ladies, we would like to thank you for your tremendous support on the show. Do you know that your last week's show had 491 hits? That's amazing. That's great. Your current show from last Monday had 312 hits. That's a beautiful thing. Now, what I need you to do to help yourselves is, I know you listen to the game on the Lone Star Mustangs homepage, but go to Podomatic.com, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, Podomatic.com, keyword search, Lone Star Mustangs. Go in and become a follower. Click on that you like it. As your numbers go up, so does your position in the podcasting internet radio world. You guys are doing phenomenal. We certainly appreciate and thank you for your support, for the love, man, for bringing us in, okay? Again, we are total Lone Star Mustang homers. When we come back, we're going to get into our interview with Emery Hunt. You make sure you stick and stay to the Dallas Urban Internet home for the Lone Star Mustangs in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, where pushgapradio.com. PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
My name is Parrish. I'm with PushGapRadio.com. I am speaking with
Jay Mitch.
Amber Blasey.
From the
Dallas Diamonds.
Forever and Always Bridal and Formal Wear Rental and Sales Boutique. Our company is based on the belief that our customers' needs are of the utmost importance. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, our entire team is committed to meeting your needs. We offer at reasonable rates a variety of wedding gowns, bridesmaids' dresses, and other formal attire to fit your needs and limit your total expense. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, you have the option to purchase or rent. We welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver the best service in the industry. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, your total satisfaction is our goal. For more information, contact Suzette T. Law at 817-459-EVER. Again, that's 817-459-3800. Or log on to www.4-everandalways.com. Forever and Always Bridal and Formal Wear Rental and Sales Boutique. Let the memories last forever, not the cost.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Unbelievable! From the 28th. The throw goes to the right side. It's caught. Nice. Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the five. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Bruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby.
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorships and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs' biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com.
Messages off, music on.
Right now, we're going to get into our interview with Emory Hunt. He's the host and CEO of FootballGamePlan.com, the broadcasting out of New York. And he covers the Women's Football Alliance, and he dropped in to give us his prediction of the upcoming game April 30th at Pennington Field against the Lone Star Mustangs and the Dallas Diamonds. That game takes place at 7 p.m. And now, here's our interview on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show with the host and CEO of FootballGamePlan.com, which he's going to tell you where you can find them, Emory Hunt on PushGapRadio.com.
How you doing, Clifton?
I'm doing great, man. We got with the Lone Star Mustangs in November. We didn't know anything about women's football at Push Gap Radio. And as I was doing my research, I came across your show, sir. Phenomenal show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Truly amazing show. I've watched so many of your videos, your professionalism, everything about what you're doing is phenomenal, man. You're very informative. And that's what our whole team was saying, man, we got to interview this dude, man.
Okay.
What I just wanted to do was talk to you a little bit about the big game here this Saturday. It's the Dallas Diamonds and the Lone Star Mustangs here in Dallas, Texas.
Right, it's a big game, two big key matchups.
Right. Looks like you've been doing it quite a while. We're just getting in the game. So we would rather have the professional opinion, which would be yours.
Right. I'm glad I can help in any way, you know.
Outstanding. We're hanging out with Emory Hunt of FootballGamePlan.com. Mr. Emory Hunt, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Well, Emory, tell us how FootballGamePlan.com got started.
Well, FootballGamePlan, we started back in 07. We you know, started as a website covering every league like we do. And 09 is when we started to do our YouTube channel, kind of to bridge the gap between print and video, and it's been great. So we've been around for coming up on 4 years in August. It's been a great run so far, and we're having a lot of success, and we're looking forward to have that continued success years on.
So far as you guys covering women's football, how did you guys get involved with that?
Well, me, as a former football player, I played running back at the University of Louisiana, home of the Ragin' Cajuns. And, you know, after I finished college, I started coaching. I was doing scouting, and I still do scouting. And so I'm a big football fan. You know, I have a lot of friends that play in the NFL and arena and Canadian, all over the country. So I will watch football anywhere, anytime. And, you know, so it came about because I was like, you know, this is the start of ABBA, you know, one-stop shop for the football fan, instead of going to this site, that site, and, you know, just pretty much started covering every league myself, and, you know, it's been successful.
So how many different leagues do you guys cover? I see every time I pop in, you guys are on another league, the NFL. I mean, you guys just get around. How many different leagues are you guys covering at this time?
Oh, wow. Currently, we're covering over 50 different leagues, from United States to Canada to international as well, too. So we're worldwide. We have a huge fan base in Canada as well as overseas in Germany and Denmark and, you know, in Africa as well, too. In the whole continent, France. So we're all over the place. But yeah, we cover over 50 leagues right now.
So where do you guys broadcast from? Where do you live, Emory?
Well, I broadcast from New York City.
And
we
do our radio show from New York
City. Yeah, broadcasting live from New York City, man. Radio show is also filmed and taped in New York City as well as the videos.
Okay, so let me throw this in. You say you went to Louisiana. Are you a Saints fan or did you switch to them Giants?
Oh, nah, I'm born and raised in New Orleans. I wouldn't be able to go back home if I was something else other than the Saints fan. You know, the biggest Saints fan you know.
You a bad man, Emory. Go Saints. Diehard Bears fan myself. So let me hear a little bit more on them Bears this season.
I could easily see the Bears getting back to the playoffs and making some noise in the playoffs this season.
So we have the big game coming up here in North Texas. We have the champion Lone Star Mustangs going up against the Dallas Diamonds. That's going on at Pennington Field in Bedford on April 30th, and that game time starts at 7 p.m. Emory, give us a little insight on both of these teams, starting with the Lone Star Mustangs first.
Well, you look at the Mustangs, and, you know, one thing that I really like about them, they have a very talented defense. Now, that is a double-edged sword. You know, yet they played Austin the last 2 weeks and beat these girls a combined 63-3. So you don't know if that's that great of a defense or if it's a bad Austin offense. So that's something that's yet to be seen. But I still like the aggressiveness of the defense. You know, linebacker Jennifer Hall is playing lights out. She's all over the field making tackles. Now, offensively for Lone Star, I look at, you know, the quarterback Brittany Bushman. You know, she's a true leader at the position, well-balanced. She could beat you on the ground and through the air. So that type of versatility and athleticism is what gives teams problems, give teams fit. So I look for that offense to be just as explosive this week against Dallas as they were last week. But the question I have is, how good is that defense? They haven't really been tested yet.
Okay, so looking at the Dallas Diamonds, you've covered them for quite a while. What do you see with them?
Well, with Dallas, you know, they have that championship pedigree. You talk about a four-time women's championship, you know, national champion. But when you look at them, you got to start with that offense. You got to talk at their wide receiver spot. They got a huge playmaker in Umeka Webb, and she has great hands, you know, catches everything thrown her way. When you have a receiver that can catch every pass, it makes every throw looks like it's right on the money. So I like the way she uses her hands. She's not a body catcher, and plus she does things after the catch. So not only can a receiver catch a pass, but what can he do after they get it in their hands? She's a big playmaker, and it's mostly their defense is solid. You know, they got a lot of size up front. But what I look at on offense, their quarterback, they're starting a rookie quarterback in Jessica Gearhart. Now, her progression is going to be key because, you know, the defense and the big play wide receiver are carrying the offense. And she did well last week, but how can she continue to grow as a rookie? And, you know, so what they're going to have to do is try to find a running game to help, you know, complement her passing so that way you don't have to rely on her to throw the football. Because if Lone Star puts them in a situation where Dallas has to throw to win, it could be a long day for the Diamonds.
We're talking to CEO Emory Hunt of footballgameplan.com out of New York. Emory, so give us your insight into the overall views and the progression and advancement of women's tackle football.
I think women's tackle football is doing a great job, you know. And what I hate about what's going on right now in women's tackle football is where the lingerie league came in and tried to stake their claim. They're really doing a disservice to the whole work that the WFA puts in, even the other leagues like the IWFL, the WSFL. But, you know, women's tackle football has come a long way. When you go out there and watch these girls play, it is really competitive because there's a lot of great athletes out there. You look at some former WNBA players, a lot of girls play college volleyball and softball and basketball. So it's not like it's just girls running around learning how to play football. It's very competitive, and it's a lot of great athletes. So they're doing a great job. I would like to see them take that next step and become more sustained. You know, I hate to see teams come and go. I would like to see more consistency throughout the leagues of building these franchises up and having that consistent fan base in the same, instead of turnover each and every year. And that way it spills over to everything they do as an organization. Let's say the WFA can get better with their website, their stat tracking. All that has to, all that comes with time. But I think they're really headed in the right direction. They make tremendous strides year over year.
So, Emory, there have been quite a few blowouts around the league, 85-0, 60-0. What do you think about the mercy rule in the Women's Football Alliance?
I'm from the school of thought that there's no such thing as a run up the score or a blowout. As long as you have 11 human beings out there on defense, your job is to stop them. You know, there's no, there should be no mercy rule. You know, you got beat 85-0 for a reason. You know, your defense needs work. You know, I, as an offensive coach and as an offensive guy, it's not my job to take it easy on your team. You know, if I can score 300 points, I will score 300 points. That's not a problem on me. That's a problem on your defense. So it shouldn't be no mercy rule. Every score, every blowout is a learning experience. You know, what did we do wrong? What can we improve on? Because I remember when this goes back to youth football, when I played in Pee Wee football, when we got beat by a team 35-0, the coach looked at us and said, now, you guys see what it's like where this team got beat, this team beat the stuffing out of you. Do you want that feeling ever again? And that's all it took, you know. And so, to me, there's no such thing as a blowout. Teams have got to play better defense.
So, Emory, give us your prediction for the Lone Star Mustangs-Dallas Diamonds game in your expert opinion.
Well, I mean, looking at playing at home, big game down there in Dallas, you know, I would have to go with Lone Star in this game. I think the Mustangs, one, have a better quarterback because, you know, Brittany Bushman has been there, you know, and has done it, and she's a dual threat, and it won't be a situation where the team has to carry her. And I think their defense will play talented, will play enough to shut down Gearhart, the rookie quarterback for Dallas. So I think Lone Star will win this game. It's going to be a close one because it's a rivalry game, so you can throw blowouts out the window. Both teams are going to come in and play real hard. So I look at maybe a 24-20 type of game, 24-14 type of ball game, but I think Lone Star will take this one. Should be a raucous crowd down there.
Oh, it's going to be off the muscle down here. We're talking with Emory Hunt, the host and CEO of footballgameplan.com. Emory, tell our listeners where they can catch your show.
Well, they can catch us every day at footballgameplan.com. That's the website. You can visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/footballgameplan, which we you will catch all our updated videos, our weekly videos and analysis from every league. We also do a weekly radio show. The Football Game Plan radio show airs Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Time at blogtalkradio.com/footballgameplan. You can also follow me on Twitter at FBallGamePlan and become a fan of our Facebook page. We have all kind of cool news, notes, photos, updates. So those are our avenues we can follow Football Game Plan.
Emory Hunt, we thank you for coming on with us on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com. Looking forward to hanging out with you more throughout the season. Emory Hunt, we appreciate you, sir. Keep doing a phenomenal job, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on the show. I wish you guys the best luck. Anytime you want me on, just give me a call, and, you know, I'd definitely hop on.
I got you locked in, Emory Hunt. Thank you, sir. Have a happy Easter.
You too.
Bye now.
I'm into basketball. I'm really into art.
I'm into photography.
I'm into the environment.
I'm into hanging out.
Are you into it? Well, here's your chance to find out. Get involved with the volunteer program for Kids Who Care. You can participate in whatever you're into, hang with your buds, and help the community at the same time. So, are you into it? If you are, then give 4-H a call toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH for more info, or check out our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
I'm into everything.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
You just shot to number one on your internet radio dial. Shackle Forward 1 in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com.
The only vehicle worthy of transporting the bridal party to the wedding and the reception is a limo. Allen Limousine is the industry leader in Dallas and North Texas, providing you with the prompt and reliable service you deserve. Looking to add a touch of class to your celebration or create a special moment that refuses to be ordinary? Then that's Allen Limousine. For the ultimate ride of your life, visit AllenLimo.com. At Allen Limousine, we strive to provide every client with quality service beyond expectations. AllenLimo.com, the official limo service of PushGapRadio.com.
Champions. They come from all walks of life to come together for one common goal, to win championships. Congratulations to the Lone Star Mustangs, winners of the 2010 Women's Full Contact Football League. The Lone Star Mustangs are supported in their effort by family and friends and their teammates. And now by PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 champions of the Women's Full Contact Football League. Oh, yeah. And for these ladies, all they do is win.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
Cherry Inspirations. For a photography studio you can trust, call Cherry Inspirations. Cherry Inspirations make professional quality portraits accessible and affordable for families across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Cherry Inspirations, we offer quality and professional digital photographs, from baby pictures to weddings to family portraits. Let Cherry Inspirations capture life's special moments. To have photographs is to live life twice. For affordable digital photography with heart, call Sheila Cherry today at 972-835-1236 or just log on to cherryinspirations.com.
On the last episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show,
penalties have to stop. That stuff is ridiculous, and I don't accept it as a coach. So while I'm very positive about the win, we've got a lot of work to do to get their heads straight before we go play the Diamond.
All right, now, that's going to be my next question is, what is going to be your next game plan or your mind frame of getting ready to go up against a team that has a lot of history and has rings as well?
Well, we've learned that in the Women's Football Alliance and any Women's Football League right now, that history only matters last year. We know for a fact. We won a championship last year ourselves. We are not the same team we were last year. We have a lot of work to do as a team. So I guarantee you that even though the Dallas Diamonds have won a few championships in their past, they have to do just as much work to get ready for us, if not more. They've got their work lined out for them as well. I think both teams are going to bring everything they have and show a great effort out there and put on a good show.
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener. Become a follower. Become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
First down, Mustangs.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. Got a lot of comments on last week's show. I'd like to thank everyone who texted me and emailed me and called me. But like I say, it's not me. It's the team here at PushGapRadio.com. It's a team thing. Okay, you hear my voice on the air here, but you must understand it is totally a team effort from Jackie Flowers, the executive vice president here at PushGapRadio.com. She handles our building of relationships and scheduling our entertainment and our interviews and whatnot. Today is Jackie's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Jackie O. That's the radio name she goes by on our other show, Shackle Forward One, in the main event. It's a weekend show that comes on Friday. So if you're not doing anything over the weekends and you have an hour or two to burn, we do a two-hour podcast there. Tune in. Check us out. We'd greatly appreciate it. Talk about a lot of things going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check us out on Friday. Podomatic.com, keyword search, PushGapRadio.com. Billy Badd, our music director. I'd like to thank him for all that he does, helping to produce the shows and whatnot. The sports guru here at PushGapRadio.com. That would be one each. J-Mac, the Mac Man, as we call him around here. So it's a total team effort. So it is not just me. Now, we're going to wrap up the rest of the overview for the Lone Star Mustang Austin Outlaw game. The Lone Star Mustangs have started the season with two good wins and now turn their attention to the upcoming clash with the Dallas Diamonds on April 30th at 7 p.m. at Pennington Field in Bedford. 183 West on the other side of DFW Airport. Central Drive, exit there. Get to Precinct Line Road, you went too far. But yeah, the Lone Star Mustangs versus the Dallas Diamonds. Call it the Battle in Bedford to see who's number one and who will have bragging rights. This will mark the first time that these two teams meet, even though they have shared the same home field for the past 3 years, as the teams have previously been in separate leagues. Remember earlier in the show, we told you about the unification of the WFA and how a lot of leagues have merged now, 60 leagues across the country. Lone Star Mustangs are champions of that league, of course. Now, this is a game you don't want to miss. Cannot stress that enough. If you are interested in the Women's Football Alliance, you're trying to find out what's going on. And I'm just talking to the people who, again, don't know anything or they're new to it. Do your due diligence. Find out what's going on. But they were in separate leagues. Now, again, this is a game you truly do not want to miss. This is the kind of game that players and coaches live for. It's going to be full of passion, emotion, and it's going to push both teams to play harder than normal. Okay. Coach Mike Ellington has these ladies up for the game. He says they get up on their own, but I've met Coach Mike, and I don't think Coach Mike is fitting to play. Okay, that's Ebonics for you. Coach Mike said cut down, ladies, on those penalties. The Lone Star Mustangs are a women's tackle football team playing in the Women's Football Alliance, the WFA, and the Mustangs play their home games, of course, at Pennington Field. I'm on the Dallas Diamonds website. I know this may seem a little shiesty or whatever, but I'm not going to give you the link. You can go to www.lonestarmustangs.com, but, you know, sleeping with the enemy. Okay, I got you there, Lynn. I'm a Lone Star Mustang football homer. But the Dallas Diamonds have a Ring of Honor going on, you know. Must have been with the Diamonds organization for 3 seasons in the capacity of player, coach, administrative, or medical staff. Nominees must be retired for 2 seasons prior to the season of induction. You know, in the NFL, it's 5 years. Nominations for the Ring of Honor inductees may be made on the Dallas Diamonds website. Nominations must be submitted prior to April 1st. So, you know, if you haven't submitted, you don't get in. Now, we're going to get into an interview with Coach Amanda Lemon, which was done by J-Mac. Also, J-Mac interviews J-Mac. That should be interesting. The Lone Star Mustangs have number 27, the rookie wide receiver and defensive back, J-Mac. And we have our own J-Mac here at PushGapRadio.com. So, kick back. Enjoy the interview. Ladies, we will be coming for the rest of your interviews this weekend. We're the number one urban internet home for your Lone Star Mustangs, PushGapRadio.com. We're pushing hip-hop and R&B from back in the gap. In Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, we're the small but mighty PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com. It's all about Dallas, baby.
That's right, we are hanging out with the Trip, the Lone Star Mustangs, and I got the greatest defensive coordinator of all time up in here, Mr. Manner. Now, Coach Manner, now I understand that you guys do play the 4-3 cover, and of course, it's already been proven that you guys know how to win championships, that is, and go undefeated. Now, how effective will it be going up against this Austin team?
Well, the last time we played Austin, in the last 4 minutes of the game, they got a bunch of slant routes on us, and they think they're going to do well there. We've put in some stuff with our corners where we're really going to jam them, and we're going to take that away. They think they're going to be able to hit those easy slant routes, but with the way we run our cover two, there's always going to be somebody in their zone. We have a couple of really good corners and outside linebackers that can cover those zones really well, so we're going to take advantage of that.
All right, now which player that is going to have to really step it up? Now, of course, Coach Mike did mention, of course, the offense, you're going to run the football a lot. Now, as far as the defensive side, you guys, this is the second time I've heard that you guys are going to talk about your linebackers. Now, as far as you were saying, the bump and run situation, now, because they played a lot of slant, does this mean that the corners are going to be a little bit more aggressive, or is it going to be meaning that the linebackers are going to be more aggressive?
We're going to start with our corners being more aggressive. They're going to really, really jam on the line. Hopefully they're going to give our defensive tackles and our defensive end enough time to get into the backfield. We got two girls that are really quick off the line, and if our corners hold them up 5 seconds, we got a sack.
That's what I'm talking about. You heard it from the best, the Trip. All right.
For the hottest old school hip-hop and R&B, entertainment, and current events, stay connected to PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com. We want to be your official Dallas Internet radio station.
Or do you think she's already hit her plateau?
already hit the plateau.
That's coming from the coach right there. Now, that's going to be the next question. Talking a little mess, and they've been saying that, you know, hey, we got championships that you have a history. You guys won it last year, undefeated. Now, how do you feel about going up against the Diamonds, who does have a little bit of history in winning championships? And how do you feel you're going to prepare yourself to go up against them?
Well, I say history, I break it down to say his story. You know, that can be his or her story that they did whatever they did. This is our first year playing against the Diamonds. My first year, period, but I've heard a lot of chit chat about them, so I'm gonna go hard, and I know that everybody on my team's gonna go hard, and we're gonna win, and we're gonna have another national championship undefeated, just like that.
You heard it from the Mac, from the Mac, QuickGetRadio.com, Chuck.
Yeah.
I am here with
J Mac,
the other J Mac, that is. The one whose name just wouldn't stop being called. The PA system just kept her name. Just kept her name in his mouth.
Hey, Push Gal, hold it down, man. That's the radio station. Everybody tune in. If you supporting the Mustangs, you supporting Push Gap Radio, we holding it down. Mustangs forever, baby.
What's up?
My name is Matty Williams. I play for the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm a defensive end and a fullback. My number is 94 because I'm the wife to Marcus Blair.
Students on more than 6,000 campuses are going to Chegg.com to rent textbooks and save a buttload of cash. For all you non-math majors, a buttload is equal to one diva. Multiplied by a town car's trunk capacity to the mom gene power. Or in layman's terms, $500 or more a year. Don't buy it. Join the millions who save millions. Rent your books at Chegg.com today. Save a buttload.
North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider of the reigning 2010 Women's Football Alliance National Champion, Lone Star Mustangs. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine deals with the special needs of athletes of all ages. Their focus is not only on the treatment of sports-related injuries, but also on their prevention. They're board-certified and trained physicians and experts in the treatment of almost any musculoskeletal problem. Their facilities are equipped with MRI, radiology suites, and rehabilitation. Their MRI scanner is a state-of-the-art hospital-grade MRI. At North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are committed to the belief that the same quality care available to professional athletes should be within reach of any athlete at every level and every age. For more information, contact Aubrey.Fisk at 217-481-2121, extension 1053, or just log on to www.ntxortho.com. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has two locations, one in Grapevine, Texas, and one in Keller, Texas. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, serving patients in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex since 1990.
Hey, we want you out at our home game. This is full contact NFL rule football played by all women. So don't worry about that there is no football. We're not worried about the NFL strike because these women are going to bring it. Come out to the game. If you need tickets, you want to hook up with your favorite player, you want any info, you can go to our website. Other than that, we better see you out at that field. Remember, all women, full contact and no fear.
Keep up. Don't catch up with women's tackle football. Log on to www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Welcome back. We're going to get into an interview with a very interesting gentleman, Mr. Mike Norgaard. He's the announcer for the Lone Star Mustang game. Great voice. I met him when I went out to the Austin Outlaw game. We were up in the press box. It's amazing to feel now that I'm media. It's a weird feeling. I love it. Don't get me wrong. You know? I love it. But, yeah. Mike's great. He was up there with his son. On last week's show, I kind of told you a little bit about my background so far as I have always been intrigued and passionate about radio. Mike Norgaard had his son up there. said his son loves to come see the Mustangs play, loves to be in the booth. You know, it's good when you can expose your children to what it is that you do. I'm from Gary, Indiana. My parents worked in a steel mill. Trust me, you weren't going in there. First, you had to get through the gate. Okay, it was like Fort Knox up in the steel mills up there. But, yeah, when you can expose your child to hobbies, talents that you may have, you know, you're enriching them for life. But, yeah, Mike Norgaard, phenomenal guy. Love his voice, you know. So we're going to get into an interview with him. Well, let's get you caught up on the standings that's going on, of course. The Lone Star Mustangs are in the American Conference South Central Division. The Dallas Diamonds are there as well. Lone Star Mustangs are 2-0. Dallas Diamonds are 1-0. The Austin Outlaws are 1-2. So that's what's going on in this division. Again, keep up, don't catch up. To get tickets to the Lone Star Mustang home games, the defending national champions of the Women's Football Alliance, the Lone Star Mustang women's tackle football team will be playing some of the toughest and longest tenured teams in women's football in 2011. Whether you are a friend or family of one of the players or just a fan of the team, this is the best deal for you. Don't miss your chance to watch some of the best teams in women's football at Pennington Field. That's located at 1501 Central Drive in Bedford, Texas. Check out the schedule at www.lonestarmustangs.com. And tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children 6 through 12. You can also support a player. We've told you, a lot goes into the Women's Football Alliance. Okay, we want to be cognizant of that. A lot of things go into it. The travel, the expenses of, hey, just hydrating these ladies, you know. Water's expensive, too. So maybe you can't donate in funds and finances, perhaps, but maybe you can contribute in other ways. You know, that's the beauty of life. You have to give to get, you know. They say that when you want something, you know, give more of something else away. It's the reality of the world. But get your tickets, you know, hottest game of the season right now, for where we're standing. Hottest game of the season. Also, the halftime show for the Lone Star Mustang Dallas Diamonds game is Happy Nia. They're a dance group. Went to see them a couple of months ago at the Dallas Convention Center. Very good. There will be the halftime show. And like we say, if you know people who perform, and they would like to get exposure for what it is they do, you know, hit us up. We're at pushgapradio@yahoo.com. And we'll get you out there. At pushgapradio.com, our agenda is pushing yours. Now, here's Mike Norgaard, the announcer for the Lone Star Mustangs 2010 Women's Football Alliance Champions. And also, as we go into the other side, pushgapradio.com's very own J-Mac will be along to break down what he thinks of the Lone Star Mustangs' chances. That J-Mac. Do you see him at Boomer Jacks and all around the game? J-Mac is also passionate about what he does. He also loves those Lone Star Mustangs. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com. We want to be your official Dallas internet station.
We're talking to Mike Norgaard, the announcer for the Lone Star Mustangs women's football team. Mike, thank you for jumping on board.
Oh, you bet.
Mike, so how long have you been announcing for the Lone Star Mustangs?
Well, Mustangs are in their third season. This is my second season on board as the announcer.
Oh, okay. So what kind of broadcasting work did you do before you got with the Mustangs?
Well, I've got a history of broadcasting and radio as a disc jockey on music stations, KVIL, KZPS, some of the Dallas area stations in the past late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. You have a great voice. So I take it that people always tell you have a great voice, you should be in radio?
I get that sometimes.
Okay. So other than the Lone Star Mustangs, Mike, what other sort of announcing jobs do you do?
Well, I also am the baseball announcer for the UT Arlington baseball program and do some softball work within the Hearst Euless Bedford Independent School District, and then some other just overflow announcing assignments as they're available through the Hearst Euless Bedford District as well.
So did you always like broadcasting, or is that something you got into later in life?
Oh, I've enjoyed it. No, I got into that right out of high school and did that for a while, and you know, full-time career aspirations took me in some other directions as well, but did the broadcasting through college and graduate school and have always enjoyed that line of work.
So what's your college, Mike? What's your alma mater?
University of Texas at Tyler is my undergraduate, and University of North Texas, my graduate school, and I also did some graduate work at the University of Texas at Arlington as well.
Oh, okay. So I see you had your son with you.
I did. He's a big fan. He enjoys coming to the games with me.
So that's what he'd like to get into as well, huh?
Well, I don't know. We'll see about that, but he sure loves to come and watch and help out as best he can when we're doing the announcing stuff.
That's great. So, Mike, what would you tell young people who were perhaps interested in getting into media, journalism, or broadcasting at all, knowing what you know now? Looking back, what kind of information would you give a young person seeking to get into broadcasting?
Well, you know, I would say just look for opportunities, create opportunities, try to find ways to get involved with the industry and get some experience. It's one of those industries where I think really the experience is probably just as important, if not maybe a little bit more so, than the educational background. And, you know, there's not a lot of industries really where you can say that. So getting in and creating some opportunities and looking for ways to work into the business, definitely to your benefit. When I started, for example, I got on board with a program director in Dallas who let me file some records. They were just at that time moving from vinyl records to CDs. And so I went in and filed some records in their media room for them that were going to be forever packed away. And that's how I first sort of got my foot in the door at the radio station and just worked opportunities and made some opportunities from there.
So are you from Texas, Mike? Are you
born and bred.
Born and bred in the great state of Texas, huh?
That's it.
So what's your prediction for the Lone Star Mustangs game against the Dallas Diamonds on April 30th at Pennington Field at 7 p.m.?
Well, you know, that's one of the really interesting things with the consolidation of the three leagues. I believe it was three women's leagues that came together to form one, and now we've got a nationwide conglomeration of 60 teams, and I think things are going to be really, really interesting in this first season. I'm real excited about Saturday's game because, obviously, as everybody knows, that'll be the first time that the Mustangs and the Diamonds have a chance to square off with each other on the football field. And I'm going to be completely honest with you, I have no idea what to expect other than a lot of great football. But in terms of whoever, you know, who's going to come out on top, I've heard some interviews and some people making some predictions, and I think really the best thing that I've heard is that both teams are definitely going to have to bring their A game if they want to have a chance to come away with a win, because I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. And I look forward to seeing the exciting action that's going to take place at Pennington on Saturday night.
I do as well. Real quick, Mike, before I let you get away from here, what do you think about the NFL lockout?
Well, you know, I think everybody's disappointed to see lockouts in any professional sport. Of course, football has been through this before. And, you know, I don't know. It looks like it may be kind of imminent that we're not going to have NFL football for a year. And that's a little bit disappointing. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, it does give some other football outlets opportunity for greater exposure as people look elsewhere to get their football fixes. And I hope that for the WFL, that means some good news for the upcoming season.
That's Mike Norgaard, the announcer for the 2010 Women's Football Alliance champion Lone Star Mustangs. Mike, thank you, sir, for jumping on with us.
Oh, you're welcome. And Clifton, we're excited to have you folks on board and helping us out this season. And I've really enjoyed working with you so far in our first week and getting to hear the first couple of weeks of program that you put together. You obviously put a lot of time and energy into this, and it shows. And so we're just real excited about that.
Just for the record, Mike, 27 straight hours to put that show together. There was so much information. It's always wonderful, I see, when you're at a game because you can get some more content, you know. You can get so
right.
much more, you know. That's great.
Right.
Mike, hope you had a great Easter. Look forward to seeing you again out there on Saturday at Pennington Field in Bedford at 7 p.m. for the Lone Star Mustangs versus the Dallas Diamonds. Mike Norgaard, thanks for jumping on, sir.
You bet. We look forward to it. We'll see you Saturday.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I feel like
every station you listen to is
playing the same songs,
petty nonsense,
doing the same thing
over and over and then over again.
We can't tell the difference.
Money and bling this and dollar bill that is insulting.
The consolidation of radio overall has kind of compromised
Black radio.
I hate the radio now.
Nobody's talking about it.
Much more pressing issues that we probably could discuss.
Are you gonna get what's coming to you yet?
And if somebody didn't plan it, then I don't know how it happened.
PushGapRadio.com is next generation radio.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
The most satisfying way to enjoy your radio today is through your computer. PushGapRadio.com, changing the way you listen to radio.
They train the same. They practice the same. They hit the same. And they're coached the same. With one exception. Women's Full Contact Football.
You don't know this yet, but in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, we are PushGapRadio.com.
The saying goes, everything is bigger in Texas. I have to agree. The most exciting cities in the world. How Dallas-Fort Worth works. An area of Texas also known as the Metroplex. And it certainly lives up to its new slogan, Live Large, Think Big. Dallas is in North Central Texas. Fort Worth sits 35 miles to the west of Dallas's high rises. Dallas Metroplex. Metropolitan Dallas has almost more hotels than New York City. So there you have it. Everything's bigger in the Lone Star State. One reason the Big D holds a special place in the hearts of many Texans.
You don't know this yet, but we're PushGapRadio.com. Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
How Dallas Fort Worth works.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. Like I told you earlier in the show, we were bringing in the sports guru here at PushGapRadio.com. It's our very own Jay Mack. What's the business, Mack man?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, I'm just excited about the simple fact that we got football madness going on this
week. Right.
It's already going crazy. Already, man. I'm excited about this coming up weekend. Man, I'm talking about it's going to be Clash of the Titans. I'm telling you, man, we're talking about the Dallas Diamonds. We're talking about the Lone Star Mustangs. They about to throw down. You got history, who got rings, and you got a team that just finished getting a ring.
The battle in Bedford.
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. Now, of course, I'm going to throw out some stuff that I was like, wow, that will just completely amaze you. I mean, number-wise, these two teams pretty much match up together.
Right.
But there's a little favoritism going which way. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's going to be off the chain. Now, of course, you did ask me about a particular player on the Dallas Diamonds.
Earlier in the show, remember Emory Hunt had said the fact about the Dallas Diamonds had a rookie quarterback starting this game.
Yeah, a rookie quarterback that's off the muscle, I'm telling you. Jessica Garhart, I mean, I'm telling you, she's a really good quarterback, I'm telling you right now. 13
right.
Completions out of 25. Now, of course, her pass percentage is actually 52%. She has already thrown 246 yards. Her longest throw is
40 yards. So that's what that's telling you is she got an arm on a pick.
Right.
She got an arm on her.
That's right.
All
right.
I'm also going to go ahead and tell you her passing rating is 113.1. She is a good quarterback. So that means that they pretty much play her in the position of they probably do it a lot more running game.
Mm-hmm.
So they only put her in a position to throw the ball when she needs to, because that's the perfect thing to do when you have yourself a rookie quarterback is you don't want them trying to win the game. You
right.
just want them to
drive the bus.
Put your team in a good position.
To drive the bus, as the Big Tuna said.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
So break the stats down for us, Mac, man. What's going on with the stats between the Lone Star Mustangs and the Dallas Diamonds?
All right, now I was going down my wonderful list of WFA football, you know what I'm saying. All right, now check this out. Now the Lone Star Mustangs have some pretty good stats. Now, of course, they only average about in the running game, which I personally think is going to be a huge factor in this football game, I'm telling you right now. In the running game, Grant, the Mustangs do average about, give or take, about 105 yards a game,
right.
Okay? All right, now as far as the Dallas Diamonds, these girls are actually pushing out at least about 260. So that is going to be a huge key. Now, of course, the Lone Star Mustangs have a really strong defense. They've only given up 3 points.
Right.
So what does that mean? That means that if the running game ain't getting this game on, that means you got to be able to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which once again is a rookie quarterback and hasn't really been touched upon. And you know what? You know the Lone Star Mustangs is pretty tough out there. Now, like I said before, the key of this game is really going to be the running game. Now, the secondary of the Lone Star Mustangs are really tough. We already know that. But I'm telling you, passing game, yeah. But I'm telling you right now, the running game is going to be a huge, huge key to this.
So who are you looking forward to shine this Saturday at that game, J-Mac?
I'm not going to pick one player. I'm going to actually say the defense, the whole entire defense. The
right.
defense on the Lone Star Mustangs has to show up to this game.
Right.
They've been shutting it down all year for the past couple of games. The whole team, the whole defense must shine, because if they let go too early, because like I said at the end of the game of the Austin Outlaws, they were tough throughout the first three quarters, and all of a sudden they started to slip a little bit, get a little bit tired. Due to the fact that, you know, the offense wasn't, you know, it had a lot of penalties. But I'm telling you right now, the defense must hold their ground, because if they don't, I'm telling you, it's going to be a long day out in Bedford.
You have a game-ending prediction there, Macman?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and predict this. Now, both teams are pretty high-scoring teams, okay? Right about now, I'm saying, I'll say if I go by the point differential, it's going to be a little bit of favor with the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm actually going to favor them only by a 10-point margin, okay?
Right.
Just only a 10-point margin.
Oh, it's going to be close. Right. I believe it's going to be close. You have two undefeated teams, one with a championship pedigree, one just coming off of a championship. But, again, like Coach Mike said, you know, they're not the same team that they were last year. And it's Janet Jackson syndrome. What have you done for me lately, you know?
Right. Right, and I know, granted, now if you do look at the numbers, granted the Dallas Diamonds have scored 39 points against the Lone Star Mustangs, 49 points. Now, of course, they are averaging 24.5 points, so that means that they do have a favor, but I am going against the grain. I really am going against the grain. I really do think that the Mustangs defense is going to have to step up, and
right.
I think they will. You got to stop the running game. Once they stop the running game, they can pretty much control the whole game.
J-Mac, where do we stand with the NFL labor dispute at this moment?
You know what? Right about now, we just need to focus on women's football right about now. These guys, I don't know what in the world they're thinking. But you know what? Right now, the progress of this right now is we're looking at a chance of football being on time. But the catch is this. The draft is going to be this coming up Thursday.
Right.
They're still going to have the draft. But the problem is, that they go ahead and have the NFL draft, but you still have that issue of rookie salaries.
Right.
So if you're signing these guys, you don't. I mean,
yeah. Is there a cap? Is there no cap? What's going on with that?
None whatsoever. So that is going to be a problem, I personally think. Now,
what position are the Cowboys in the draft?
Well, at least they're in the top five.
Right.
Excuse me, the top 10. Okay?
Yeah.
So right now they are expected to look at a couple of offensive linemen and maybe a second somewhere in the secondary.
Right.
It's one of the two. Now, of course, I voiced my opinion of probably if they do go for a secondary, why not put Terrence Newman in as a safety or a free safety,
right,
or a strong safety? Not a strong safety, more likely on the free safety. It would help because, you know, he can still cover, he can still bluff a couple of heads, but they need more speed in the secondary in the corners when it comes to the Cowboys. Now back to the lockout. If the NFL goes ahead and gets everything situated, they will have they will start the season on time. But the catch is this. Watch out for all those extra bye games, because
right,
they may be delayed by games, all right?
Yeah.
Because especially if they add more games to the season, which they're still kind of having issues with that too. Also, you got a couple of lawsuits with the commissioner. It's a lot of mess. You're talking about a bunch of kids in the sandbox and not really playing well.
That's what that is. That's J-Mac. Mac Man, sign out.
All right, then, it's your boy Jay Mizzle for Heroes with your PushCatRadio.com Lone Star Mustang Sports. And I'm out. Judge.
PushCat Radio. PushCat Radio. PushCat Radio. Dallas, baby.
If you're looking for a special place to host your next party, meeting, or corporate event, check out Events at the Plaza. For the hottest spot in the Metroplex to learn Dallas Swing, Chicago Step, and West Coast, call
Events at the Plaza.
To learn all the fundamentals to step from basic to advanced, call
Events at the Plaza.
From swing to step, just to name a few, Events at the Plaza will make it do what it do. To sign up for swing classes, contact Mona at 214-207-4057. To get dance schedules, log on to dfwdancecenter.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com. We caught up with actor Charlie Sheen here at PushGapRadio.com. We asked him about the Lone Star Mustangs and what he thought they were about.
Wow, winning.
I don't understand winning.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
I'm by winning. Duh. Winning.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Earlier in the show, J-Mac, our J-Mac. We love both of our J-Macs. PushCatRadio.com, J-Mac was talking about defense. You know, that old cliche, defense wins championships, is a very true statement. Playing defense at a high level is very important to playing championship defense. Great defenses are built the same way. And I'll explain what positions, in order of importance, should be taken care of first in order to get your defense to that coveted championship level. Remember that different rules apply for different types of defenses, so I've written this analysis based on a base 4-3 defense. This is from Football Game Plan. We're going to listen to a little bit of Emory Hunt's show. Remember the interview earlier with him? Number one, defensive line. Before a defense can have any success at any other level of the defense, championship defense start up front on the defensive line. Defensive tackles are important to the defense because of their ability to stop the run. Linebackers at number two. I'm reading this because they're talking about my Chicago Bears. Linebackers at number two. Defensive backs are at number three. I'll just throw that in there before I get to these devilish Bears. Jay Cutler, do something, man. I'm pulling for you. But linebackers, three things you need for a championship defense. Defensive line, linebackers, and good defensive backs. Building your linebacking core would be the next in constructing a championship defense. The linebackers are usually the captains of the defense and usually call the plays to the rest of the defense. The middle linebacker is the rock of the defense. This person is usually the leader of the defense, i.e. Ray Lewis, Mike Singletary, and Dick Butkus of those Chicago Bears. and is very tough against the run. The middle linebacker has the same responsibilities as the center on offense, which is play recognition and calling out audibles and coverages to the rest of the unit. So to build a championship defense, you need some folks who are going to get after it. You need some folks that's hungry, so to speak. The Football for Women's magazine is available. If you want to go check that out, go to www.footballforwomen.com. A lot of great content. They're talking about the Houston Power, a force to be reckoned with. Questions of the month, football training camp tips. Very exciting magazine. So make sure you go check that out as well. Also, there's a very interesting article on the WFAfootball.com site. That's the Women's Football Alliance official site. Talking about Willie Howard. Used to play with the Minnesota Vikings. Says most Viking fans know Willie Howard as a promising defensive lineman that was drafted in the second round of the 2001 NFL draft, only to have his career cut tragically short by a devastating leg injury just 8 games into the season. Although his time in the pros was unfairly brief, Howard uses the lessons he learned both on and off the field to this day. Willie Howard in the NFL, he's associated with the Minnesota Machine, their local women's professional tackle football team, and he has made a significant upgrade to their coaching staff for the 2011 season. I'm telling you, people are getting behind this. You have NFL players that are getting behind this. I told you, in Pittsburgh, you have Franco Harris, who's involved. Las Vegas Showgirls, you have Boomer Esiason down there. Now you have Willie Howard over here in Minnesota. People are getting on board. People are getting on board. And, oh, by the way, I found a very interesting email on WomenTalkSports.com. At PushGapRadio.com, we're all over the place. It says, I received 2 very informative comments on my article about lingerie football. Remember, Emory Hunt talked about that earlier. About lingerie football players being real athletes that made me question some of my earlier comments. Katie Bates says, if they wanted, meaning the lingerie football players, if they wanted to make money and play football, there are definitely other leagues they could play in and get paid. The Women's Football Alliance has over 60 teams across the country, and they pay their athletes to play and not trace around in their underwear. All this league provides is a legal peep show for the men who frequent these games. To check out some real football, go to Women's Football Alliance at www.wfafootball.com. Now, here's a little bit of Emory Hunt's show, footballgameplan.com, on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
Welcome to footballgameplan.com, where football makes sense. I'm Emory Hunt, this is Off the Playbook. Bring you a WFA, which is the Women's Football Alliance, playoff preview between the Columbus Comets and the St. Louis Slam. Now, here are my keys to victory for the Slam of St. Louis. In order for the Slam to win this matchup, I look at that secondary. How will they handle the big three of the Columbus Comets? That's wide receiver Aisha Jones, number 2 wide receiver Erica England, and also you look at Kimberly Kalesi, another talented wide receiver. All 3 girls combined for 51 receptions, over 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. So that 14 touchdowns, I'm sorry. That is impressive. They have to account for those big three because they can really toss the football around. Can Columbus against that secondary? So that's going to be interesting to see how that secondary holds up. Second, Liz Lacy has to protect the football. And she can't throw interceptions, and they have to turn around and keep pounding that run. They are one of the more stout teams, or one of the more talented teams running the football is the Slam. So they have to continue to slam that rock, like they like to say, and Liz Lacy has to protect their football. Defensively, you take no look. They have 2 more talented linebackers in women's football, period. You look at Tierra Pettis, 106 tackles, get this right, 106 tackles, 22 TFLs. That is impressive. Lives behind the line of scrimmage. Also talented linebacker, Kelly Kozian, 93 tackles, 11 TFLs. So both linebackers are aggressive in the run game and live behind the line of scrimmage. They have to really get that pressure in the pass game and also be safe in coverage to protect against the short, intermediate passing routes, the crossing routes. They have to really be a talented all-around linebacker group and can't just stop the run, but also have to be active in the passing game. Now, here are my keys to victory for the Columbus Common. For more Women's Football Alliance previews, visit footballgameplan.com/womensfootball, or you can just check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/footballgameplan.
Well, our time is up. For the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, I am your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with my team, Jackie Flowers, J-Max, Billy Badd, and Parrish Harris. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you out at Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas, at 1501 Central Drive in Bedford. Again, 183 West, past DFW Airport. Come off at Central Drive, make a left back up under the highway, and Pennington Field is on your right. The Lone Star Mustang versus the Dallas Diamonds, April 30th at Pennington Field. That game starts at 7 p.m. Also, the halftime show will be the Happy Nia Dance Company. I'm sure you don't want to miss that. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to sit in with you today. Thank you guys for coming out. Also, remember, ladies, go to Podomatic.com. Click on keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a follower of your own show. Also, click on that you like it, because you guys are moving at an amazing speed. Again, I'm Clifton Shackelford. I humbly thank you. I'm sure my mother thanks you as well. Tune in with us on next Monday after the Dallas Diamond game. You know it's going to be hot and heavy. It took me 27 straight hours to put together last week's show. You can only imagine the amount of time it's going to take to do the show after the Dallas Diamond game. Hey, it's thundering, and it's 4:30 in the morning. Got to get out of here. Love you guys. I'll talk at you next week.
PushThatRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.